Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Peter chapter 3, we were talking about many pastors becoming counselors and teaching their people to trust in them instead of trusting in the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Many pastors today are becoming psychological counselors, and they're training their people to trust in them instead of trusting in the word of the Lord. My friend, my responsibility as a pastor is not to be your counselor, is to be the one who teaches and directs you to the counsel of Christ. The Bible says that He's a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Why come to me when you can go to Him? As the psalmist says in Psalm 62, verse 8, pour out your heart to Him, ye people. And so, my friend, again I ask, are you seriously, diligently seeking to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ? Strive each day to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Be steadfast. Stick to the Bible way, because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Grow so that when the trials and the troubles of life come upon you, that instead of having to trust in a fallible man just like this preacher, you can turn to God's Word and find strength to help in time of need. To find out that He is the one that takes your feet from the miry clay and sets you upon a rock. My friend, God desires to do that for His people. Oh, but let me say this. You must be His people. You must be saved. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What is the Bible telling us there? It's telling us simply this. There is only one way to heaven, and that is through Christ. You might say, well, Brother Andy, isn't that kind of narrow? The answer is yes. Jesus said that the way into life is narrow, and few there be that find it. But the road that leads to destruction is broad and wide, and many there be that go in thereat. Now, my friend, Jesus is the only way. Yes, on the one hand, it's discouraging when we see so many wicked people, and we see so many that are headed to hell. And yet, what an encouragement to know that if God, by giving an old sinner like me His Word, could change my life and turn me from my sin and save my soul, He can do it for anybody. And my friend, He can do that for you. What must you do? Just admit your need. I'm a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. You come short of Him. You say, I'm better than some church members. You probably are. Not all church members are saved. You see, God's not comparing you to church members. He's comparing you to Jesus Christ. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me. That includes you, my friend. So ours is to realize that we're sinners. We're depraved. We cannot be good enough to deserve heaven. If you don't ever get to that point where you realize you don't deserve heaven, you cannot be saved and you're going to go to hell. My friend, the first thing you must admit, that you are a sinner. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. It didn't say for the wages of a big sin. didn't say for the wages of someone who has really delved into the deep darkness. No, just says for the wages of sin, which we've all done, is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. What responsibility do you have in salvation? Well, you can't do the work to save your soul. Jesus did that on the cross because the work was this. Our sin had to have the righteous wrath of an almighty God poured out upon it. Jesus on the cross took that outpouring. As a matter of fact, when the sky turned dark and Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There was the outpouring of the almighty wrath upon his spirit. The wrath that was poured upon his spirit was much greater than the pain of the cross as far as the physical pain and the blood and all that was involved there. That spiritual suffering was much greater, greater than any man in hell. His body was buried. His spirit went into the very depths of hell. The Bible says that he preached to the spirits in prison. 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. His was a literal bodily resurrection. And that's why the Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, that Jesus Christ has the keys of hell and of death. So you can't do the work. Jesus did the work. Now he's the way, the truth, and the life, and he's the only way to heaven. Yours is to repent. The Bible says in Acts chapter 17, verse 30, that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Repent. Turn from your sin. Turn from depending on yourself, your works, your ability to save your soul. You can't do the work. And trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Jesus shed his blood for you on the cross. So therefore, my friend, believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross, shedding his precious blood for you, and 3 days later, raising from the dead, victorious over hell and the grave, having paid your sin, your penalty, in full, call upon him to save your soul. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. However, he preceded that with Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. The heart speaks of life. The heart speaks of commitment. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Call upon him. You say, Brother Andy, I'm not real sure how to do that. I'm going to form a prayer here in just a moment, a prayer that asks the Lord for salvation. My friend, you can pray this prayer. I'll pray it slowly. But let me say this, it'll only be words if you don't mean it. But if you really want the salvation of God, you really want eternal life in heaven, and you're willing to turn from yourself and turn to Jesus Christ and trust wholly in him, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, and you meant that. Now, it wasn't just some emotion. You really meant it with your heart. Then write us and let us know. The Bible says, the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, he that confesses me before men will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. So write us and let us know that you've asked the Lord to save you. I want to send you a booklet titled Building Blocks. Building Blocks will instruct you in how to study the Bible, that you can get more out of it. It'll show you how to pray and what you ought to pray for. It'll discuss things as doctrine. It'll show you how to serve the Lord, how to be a witness to others. And I want you to have that booklet absolutely free. If you'll just write us and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast. I will send you the booklet free. You say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but boy, I'd like to have that booklet to help some new Christians. And if you want to do that and you're willing to help some new Christians to grow in their new life, then you write me and say, I want to help somebody, and I'll send that booklet to you absolutely free. So, my friend, write us and get involved in serving the Lord. Now, let me also say this. The Lamp and Light Radio Ministry does not take the place of the local church. I believe that you should belong to a church that preaches the Word of God, that uses this old King James Bible, that speaks the truth in love, but speaks the truth as it is to men as they are. You need to belong to a church that is fundamental to the faith, that has not been taken in by the sin of contemporary music and contemporary religion, that is still standing by the stuff. I would encourage you to look into your telephone books if you don't belong to a church. Look in the yellow pages under Baptist Independent Fundamental. Call them up. Ask them if they still preach the King James Bible and if they use the old hymns of the faith. And if they do, that might be a church to try out. Remember, your tithe belongs to the local church. And then you may help the fundamental radio station, if it's a fundamental radio station that airs these programs freely. And then if you would want to send something to the Lamp and Light broadcast, we would say do not in any way send us your tithe. Only if God has laid us upon your heart do you send us an offering, but not anything of your tithe. A tithe is 1/10 of your income that goes to your local church. Above a tithe is an offering. That also goes to your local church, and it's only an offering that you send also to a place like Lamp and Light if God has impressed it upon your heart. We promise you that at the Lamp and Light broadcast, any funds that come in do not go for salaries to myself, our engineer, Brother Vaught, or our announcer, Brother Banks. No one takes a salary. All of our time is donated, and this takes many hours. But we do this for the love of Christ, so that any time finances come in, we in turn invest that right back into the ministry. Sometimes it buys equipment. Sometimes we seek to expand to other areas of the country and around the world to spread the word. And that's the way we promise to continue to do it. Now, my friend, we do want to hear from you, and you do not have to send an offering for us to hear from you. Just write us a note. We enjoy hearing from you. This concludes our study of the book of 2 Peter, and be listening in to our next broadcast as we study a Between the Books series. And my friend, I do want to thank you for listening today. Please ask your friends to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.